Hello again, and good evening. I can't remember, but I don't think I've ever devoted a whole dance band days to the work of that extremely talented pianist and arranger, George Scott Wood. So I'd like to do so this evening, close to the anniversary of his death, which was on October the 21st, 1978. For once, I'm not attempting necessarily a chronological sequence. In fact, the first item is a 1938 recording, while some of the others were made 4 years earlier. For most people, I think, George Scott Wood was the pianist leader of that sprightly combination called the Six Swingers. And here they are with a sprightly tune titled Park Lane Strut. Strut, George Scott Wood and his Six Swingers, which Brian Rust recounted on one of the world record releases of 1977, started as a mystery group sponsored by the Melody Maker, which ran a competition to determine the personnel of the first two issued sides. The winner, who came from Birmingham, I believe, received a brand new radiogram that cost 20 whole guineas. Well, it was 1934. Trumpeter Max Goldberg, trombonist Lou Davis, and saxophonist Freddie Gardner were among those on the first record. By 1936, there had been a few changes, as you'll discover from this. Sam Costa is your guide.
We're the Swingers combination. We can give you information. Listen carefully, we'll explain how this little band made its name. We can swing most any number, from the classics to the rumba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men. 6 little swingers sound like 10. We can bust all the good old good ones. We can tear off a tune that's new. Hear the bugle and the drum. Did you hear how they took that cue? Oh, we don't mind if Jonah mocks us. We don't care if Collie knocks us. Listen, everyone, high and low. Meet the Swingers, here we go. In addition to playing piano, George is leader of this little band. So I'll ask him to play in his own swingy way. A few bars of his own special brand. Harry Owens blows the trumpet. Play top C and he will trumpet. Step up, Harry, hit him high. Show the people that's no lie. Freddie Gardner is the sax man. He can charm the income tax man. Step up, Freddie, make it hot. Give the public all you got. Jock Jacobson, he's the next man. What a drummer and effects man. Step up, Jock. Gee, what fun. Show the people how it's done. Joe Young is the plectrum waver. Never known to miss a quaver. Step up, Joe. Let it go. Give the public all you know. Now Jock Fleming, nicknamed Slider, plays trombone and what a glider. Step up, Slider, give us tone. Say it with your own trombone. Then Dick Escott plays the bass note, slaps an odd one, plucks the grace note. Step up, Dick, swing that bass, meet the people face to face. George, Harry, Fred, Jock, Joe, Slider, Dick.
And Sam Costa. I think it was in 1976 that George Cotwood and I got to talk to each other by phone. He was living down on the South Coast then. And a record I reviewed prompted a letter from him. We'll come back to that later. We talked several times after that. In fact, I asked if he would be a guest on one of our Festival Hall Dance Band Days concerts. He politely declined, saying that after all his years away from London, he would find everything much too hectic. I couldn't manage to persuade him. As a result of our making contact, one day he sent me a cassette with a selection of some of his records. Park Lane Strut was one, and that record, Meet the Boys, was another. And he ended the tape with these words.
Here are three records with my pre-Six Swingers band, 1930 to 1933. All on Regal Xenophon and labelled Scott Wood and his orchestra.
Then come on, let's go. There's only one thing you got to know. If you do it fast or you do it slow, keep tempo. Learn the things that you got to know. Learn the use of the heel and toe. If you do it fast or you do it slow, keep tempo. Don't skip a single beat or you'll be at the mercy of the tempo. Tempo. And that will never do. I won't go clowning and big towning with a simple little bimbo. Bimbo, you know you wouldn't want me to. Come, honey, the lights are low. Let's put on the hidey-ho. If you do it fast or you do it slow, keep tempo. Thank you.
So far in this little bracket of three tunes by the George Scott Wood Orchestra, you've heard Keep Tempo with a vocal chorus by Sam Brown, and in that rumba arrangement, Vincent Heumann's The Carioca. George may have announced these as recordings made between 1930 and 33, but in fact, all three titles were cut in 1934. Keep Tempo and The Carioca in March, the third, which has a Jack Plant vocal, in December.
Tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow for all those cute and cunning young and beautiful dames. Oh, dames, a temporary flames to you. Dames, you don't recall their names now, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful dames.
Not only with the super Jack Plant vocal, but solos from two of George Scott Wood's favorite musicians, trumpeter Max Goldberg and the soaring alto sax of Freddie Gardner. There were other sides to George Scott Wood's activities. He led the London Piano Accordion Band, which we'll save for another occasion, and he recorded as the New Mayfair Orchestra, and yet another disguise, which we'll come to in a moment. There was also his salon orchestra. At least he decided that a slightly different ensemble would suit the character and his pianistics in this composition of his, very attractive to dainty debutante. playing George Scott Wood's Dainty Debutante with his Salon Orchestra. Back to the Six Swingers. Vocalists with them, as I've already mentioned, in the 1935-36 period were Sam Brown, Sam Costa, and George Scott Wood made excellent use of the contralto-voiced Marjorie Stedefit from Australia. But in 1938, on the reverse side of Park Lane Strut, as a matter of fact, we find the Jackdaws, Miff Ferry, Fred Latham, and George Crow, resident at that time with Phil Cardew on the original bandwagon.
Mama wants to know who stole the jam, who got into Mama's pantry, who stole the jam. Was it Sally or Irene or Mary? Was it little Mabel who took it off the table? Mama wants to know who made that mess. Mama's gonna kick some teeth in if you don't confess. Who's the guilty party? That forlorn smarty better take it on the lam. Who stole the jam?
Precise, underlining the continuing quality and freshness of George Scott Wood's Six Swingers recordings. In that case, with the added attraction of the Jackdaws, and if you remember, I said earlier that George Scott Wood and I made contact because of a record I reviewed. It was one of the albums in the World Records box set Hits of World War II. The Regal Zonophone label, once upon a time, used to issue recordings by Mel Rose and his band, also Wally Bishop and his band. These were usually disguises for Joe Loss and Harry Leader, respectively. And on record two of the Second World War hits, there's Thanks, Mr. Roosevelt, originally issued in 1941 as a 78 by Wally Bishop, and listed in the album as Harry Leader. Well, I reviewed it as such, and then had the correction from George. It was his band masquerading as Wally Bishop.
British Empire smiling through when at last these dark and stormy days have gone. And Franklin, by the way, please convey our congratulations to the folks in USA. We're saying thanks, Mr. Roosevelt. We're proud of you for the way you're helping us to carry on.
Roosevelt. Wally Bishop, alias George Scott Wood, with Sam Brown in 1941. There are so many more gems from both the George Scott Wood Orchestra and the Six Swingers that I could easily fill several more dance band days. Well, at least we've had this one to remember his work close to the anniversary of his passing on October the 21st, 1978. By the way, George was also an excellent organist, and on March the 17th, 1933, he accompanied Al Boley for an HMV test recording of the song that so many ask about with regard to Al Boley, Brother Can You Spare a Dime. It has never come to light, as far as I know. So is there a pressing lying somewhere yet to be discovered? While you wonder about that, enjoy some easy big band sounds.